Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome you to the Principles of Prosperity. You're breaking the stronghold of poverty. You're blessed and highly favored. So I just thank you for listening to the message today, because you are going to be inspired. You are going to start knowing who you are and whose you are. And you know, shall know the truth. And it's the truth that you know that's going to set you free and bring you into the wealthy place in the name of Jesus. So Father, I just thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and honor. I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, to speak your words and to do your will. In Jesus' mighty name, Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. And I'm going to start today, because the subject today, now is the time for your financial breakthrough, 2015. And I want to read to you a prophetic word that was received by Jerry Savelle for 2015. It says, the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. He says, the word of God gave him, experience the greater glory is my plan. And you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provisions and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. I'll have my way and all shall see. No power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up and take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Yes, 2015, you'll surely see, will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great is about to happen to me. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great is about to happen to me. Say it. Open your mouth and say it. Something great is about to happen to me, because the word of God says you shall have what you say. What you say in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the time has come for us to move into our rightful place, and God is doing it, because you have the authority, you have the power, you have it. He's given to you for the abundant life. So God wants all believers to come in before the throne of God with boldness and authority and to actually claim what is rightfully theirs. The price has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ for you, to live one lifestyle only, a life of victory. Everybody on earth who lives outside of God's abundant life, which is a life of riches, a life of health, a life of wealth, a life of knowledge, a life of peace, a life of comfort, a life of contentment, a life of patience. Everybody that lives outside of that kind of life is outside of God's will. All right, outside of God's will. So you don't want to be outside of God's will. You want to be in God's will in the name of Jesus. So Jesus paid the price for one style only. It's called the abundant life. So if you don't have abundance in every area of your life, something's wrong with your thinking. As the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So change your thinking. change and start thinking God's word, because God's not going to change. God wants you to live an abundant life. That's the reason he says, I want wealth and riches in my house. Psalm 112. He said, wealth and riches shall be in your house. And as long as a person seeks the Lord, God makes that person prosper. He will make you prosper too if you will seek him. But if you ever hung up on religion, you ever get hung up on religion or on your church or business or your family, you're on your way down, not up. And this is what is happening, and it's happening too much. If you ever lose the authority you have in Jesus Christ, you're on your way down, not up. So producing the spirits of doctrines and devils. Now, how does a person lose his or her authority in him? Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines. Understand, my brothers and sisters, God is a faith God. He's not some other kind of God who loves all human beings exactly the same. God has no big shots and no little shots. God loves everybody the same. And God is moved by one thing, faith. Believing in a God you can't see. It's believing him when you don't feel a thing. That's called faith. God is ready to move in our lives to bring us to where we're supposed to be and know and how we're supposed to live as his representatives. So start calling in every day, wealth and riches are in my house. Speak the words. Go to Psalm 112. Speak the word, because and know that whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. Now is the time. It means not in the by and by, not in the way by and by. It means now. This is the time God is calling upon the believers to move in their rightful position in this world, and we can do it by coming into agreement with the word of God. There are many promises from God that are not taken advantage of. The time is now. We are, without excuse, all kinds of avenues have been opened for us to learn and know the whole truth. Even if you can't read, you can listen, look, and learn to read. The word is being preached and taught all over the place. You have television, you have radios, you have books, tapes, you have all everywhere. It's all over the place. So open your heart and spirit to desire to walk in the fullness of God. Get the desire to God. You want me to have wealth. You said I'm supposed to have it. I'm afraid of wealth. I'm afraid of money. But nevertheless, God, I bind that spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief. Nevertheless, God, I want to come in agreement with your word, because you desire above all things that I prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. Because you've given me the power to get the wealth to establish your covenant. Because you take place in the prosperity of your covenant and your children. In the name of Jesus. You said I shall have treasures in my home. Treasures. Things, good stuff, the best of everything. Because you've given me the power. You have a desire. It's you, God. You promised also, God. You made a covenant with Abraham to bless him, to be a blessing. So all the nations of the earth are blessed. So as you make bring the abundance to me, God, and I go in the overflow, God, I'm going to be able to help other people. I'm going to be able to give money to the poor. I'm going to be able to send people all over the world to preach the gospel of Christ, God. I'm going to be able to do your perfect will, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you're with me, you say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I go in confidence and in faith, helping and doing and speaking. Changing lives, bringing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. No poverty in heaven, no lack in heaven, no sickness in heaven. Thank you, Lord. To speak and speak and speak and know that you're in the favor of God. And you said, Father, I thank you that you said, no good thing will I withhold from you as you walk the bright thing before me. Know that. Know that. And I thank you, God, that you're not withholding any good thing from me. We have to start knowing and speaking and saying and believing the word of God. Because it's speaking, 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 because life and death is in the power of your tongue. The word speaks about ourselves and others. We can carry the positive, positive, life-changing, destructive power of God. The very words you speak can build you up. They can heal you. Your words can bring you victory and restore you when you're in need. If you want to see positive changes in your life and experience victory and blessings, you have to change what you're saying. Glory to God. It doesn't mean that you have to deny your problems and struggles. They're there. But you speak the word of God and change while you speak and speak it positive. You call it in and you simply choose to agree with God and his word and speak it over your life. And the Bible says everything is possible for him who believes. And watch the change start coming. Watch the changes start. Your confession should be, I'm moving ahead in the name of Jesus. My best days are be in front of me. I can do what God has uniquely created me to do. Every morning when you wake up, open your mouth after you praise the Lord. And praise him first. God comes first. Praise you, God, and I thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. This week, God, that you start thanking him and praising him. And then say, today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. See, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now, send now prosperity. At Psalm 118, 25, and 26. We always say, this is the day the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we missed the verse right under that. I beseech thee, O Lord, save now. Send now prosperity. Start saying it. Send now. Start calling it in. Financial prosperity. Financial prosperity. Because it is very important to God for you to prosper. Because he said in Deuteronomy 8:18, you hear it over and over and over and over. Pray faithfully by hearing and hearing and hearing over and over again. For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who that hath given thee the power and wealth that he may establish. Power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which we swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. So you earnestly remember the Lord your God. Remember him. Don't get into your wealth and your riches and think this was all you're doing. It's God who's doing it through you. And that's how you can be excited. As you have received the salvation in your life from Almighty God, and you're walking with him and he's in you, my goodness, you should not only think victory. You should only think success. Because his spirit is in you to make you successful. He gives you the power. He gave you the power to get the wealth. And he's in you as his representative in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you. We pray that you're walking in wealth. You're walking in the wealth of you, Lord God. We have it. It's time for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. My dog is down there. My friend or the dog is down there barking. I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. So God wants you to prosper. Now salvation, as I'm speaking now, salvation is your key to kingdom living. So if you have not received Jesus as Lord, salvation's on the door for your right to kingdom living. As you have received Jesus as Lord in your life, you know that you're supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to have a victory. He said, he's not going to withhold any good thing from you. In the name of Jesus. Time, the Father's, it's time for you to know that it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Because the word says that kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So you don't have to wait, you know. When I first got saved, I thought, oh my goodness, now it was for me not to go to hell. That was the idea. Now I won't go to hell. But what am I going to do between now and that time here on earth for 90 years? What's going to happen? You need to know and understand that you're here, chosen by God for a great life, a successful life, a wealthy life. Not just to keep you from going to hell, it's to keep you here on earth to do the will of God that he has already planned for you to do and be, because he put greatness in you. You have greatness in you. The Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit is within you to guide you and teach you the perfect will of God for your life so you can have heaven on earth, Success and whatever you put your hands to do, expect it. It's for greatness in you, on the inside of you. And you know, whatever you really enjoy doing is what the Most High has given you. And that equals your success. Noise is coming from everywhere this morning, but I still have to speak. Know that God is with you. Jehovah Shammah says, I will never leave or forsake you. If you seek him, he will direct your steps. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, consult and follow him, and he will direct your steps. God is waiting for us. He's ready for us. As we believe him to come into the wealthy place, it's time now because we have work to do. We have people to help. We have seed to sow into other people's lives. People need to travel. People need to be able to go to school without school loans. These school loans are getting to be horrible. Older people are still paying school loans. Why can't we have scholarship funds and help people to get educated? It's God's will for us to bless others, to help others. We need to be able to help people pay their homes off or get homes. We need to help people to with their health medications. There are some people who don't have the proper medication that they need. Not that I believe a lot in medication, because I think if we live and do the right things, we don't have to have a lot of medication. However, that hasn't happened yet. But the people who need medication, we should be able to help them, because they are doctors and things. And now if you don't have medicine, I don't know how the price of prescription, I don't know how people, a lot of people can afford some of these prescriptions. It's sad. It's really sad. But we should be in a position to help. There's all kinds of ways to help people. Financially, You have people who's homeless on the street. Everybody's on the street there because they're bombed. And some of them are there because things happen to them. So as you are learning the word of God, and as you are walking in the wealth and the money that God is bringing across your path, because it's starting to happen, God is opening doors for you to move. And as you go by faith in your businesses and on your jobs and in your gifts and talents, that's your business also. And God is going to make his wealth follows every God-given gift. So you have different gifts in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and the honor, Father. I just thank you for this opportunity and this time to share with your people kingdom living. And I decree and declare their financial breakthrough is now in the name of Jesus. Satan, get your hands off of their wealth. Get your hands off their gifts. Get your hands off their businesses. I speak success in businesses. And I speak success and wealth in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and all the honor, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. My name is Ann Strickland, and this is Principles of Prosperity. We're breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. Now, I have a couple of announcements. Their testimonies, God has used me in this financial area to pray for people, to teach and pray for people, and the testimonies are undeniable that have come through as a result over the years from the late 90s until now. Testimonies of people who have benefited as a result of sitting under the word, my praying for them and anointing them. In the name of Jesus, I'm doing what I'm doing over at the Empowerment Center because of somebody I prayed for and anointed. So I'm going to invite you to come over. If you have businesses, to come over. The classes are free. Financial class of the healing class of Healing School of Financial Prosperity. I get it right. 3751 Island Avenue. In Philadelphia at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, the classes are free. I encourage you to come and get prayed for, hear the word of God so you can believe more of the word of God. You can speak the word of God. Know that God is doing this and watch your life change financially. God will change your life financially through. It is your time. It is your time. So I know Saturday morning might be hard for somebody, people to get up, but you're not getting up every Saturday. There are four classes and the classes are free. But get over, if you can't get the one class, get over there to 3751 Island Avenue. It's in the Gateway Building on the first floor. As you walk in the door, awesome parking lot. There's a free parking there and everything you need to get there. And let us come together in agreement with your prosperity, financial prosperity in the name of Jesus. And the other thing God is using me for, that just has come in my life now. A travel agent. Glory to God. I love God. God, you know, he has a sense of humor, but he's serious. He is this 84-year-old woman. I just became a travel agent. But this is serious because it's introducing people who have never been on a vacation, who's never lived in a nice hotel or going to a nice resort or going to another country. God is doing this He is doing this. So I am a travel agent with Vacation Travel. It's on the Extreme Travel, powered by Priceline. Powered by Priceline. So I would strongly advise you, go on my website. It's www.annstrickland, A-N-N-S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D, vacation.com, vacation.com, Ann Strickland, vacation.com. Pull up my website, and you can scroll down and see the opportunities. You can see trips. You can open up. We have free portals, and I go all the way to the end, and you can set your own website for yourself on that site. And you can start, you can book your own trip or vacation or whatever it is you have to do for people who's getting married and going on honeymoons. These are all discounted rates, discounted fares, very discounted fares. And for sports, amusement parks, hotels, I'm telling you, there's no end. There are about 20 different things that you can get through. Car rental, if you go and you go someplace and you need to rent a car, use your site. Go rent the car through Vacation Travel, Ann Strickland. My telephone number is 215-806-4879. If you have any questions, give me a call, 215-806-4879. I'll be glad to speak with you. And this is really, really good. It's given us the opportunity to go around the world, to see things we haven't seen in the world, enjoy our lives here on earth, because God wants us to have a good time. As in Job, it says, if you obey and serve me, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. God wants us to enjoy life. He doesn't want us to just sit there doing nothing and it's sitting home being miserable all the time. Go out and see what's going on. Have fun. In the name of Jesus. And you can also make money doing in this also, because it is network marketing. It's not a pyramid. This is not a pyramid. It's network marketing. So I see this because I've been in network marketing before, and I know you can really make money in network marketing if you work it. So there are people out there who need a job, who need business, who need to add, it's a stay home now that we have the computers mm-hmm. and everything. This is all online, and these people who want to stay home with their children and raise their children instead of going out to work and getting a babysitter, having somebody else watch your children when you should be watching your children, raising your babies. Stay home and do this and make money while you do it. So give me a call, 215-806-4879. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. And Jesus is Lord. Amen.